Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Teresa Dunlap, and I'm a customer with you guys. I've got a charge on my account. Well, actually, there's two I'm disputing, and I got the numbers from the bank and called and argued with them, but they're not hearing me.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip codes so I can pull up an account?
My what?
Your zip code.
Oh, 45805.
Okay, and could you verify your address for the security of the account?
118 Charwood Drive, Lima, Ohio.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so this is for a tablet sweepstakes entry that you enrolled in.
Yes, they said I don't have internet. And they said it was done online.
Yes, so this account was canceled on the 10th.
So yes, because I called and raised Cain with them, but they're not giving me my money back.
Have you already, did you discuss a dispute with your bank?
Oh, I went in. They're the ones that gave me the this phone number and the number of the place that charged me. They charged me seven something once, then $56.95 for something.
Okay, so
the lady at the desk gave me this number.
Well, I can offer a 35% refund on that
$56.95. A what?
A 35% refund.
Well, that's better than nothing, I guess. I don't know how to make them people pay me back. I don't even have internet. But I wanted to order. Do you do order in cards, too?
What do you mean? You put your card in online, and that's how the orders are placed. We don't take orders over the phone.
No. I mean, are you the bank?
No, ma'am.
Well, who are you?
We're a third-party agency. You're calling about that $56.95 for that tablet entry.
Yeah.
Right, and I offered you a 35% refund on that charge.
So, hell. All right, yes. I'll take that. So I got to call the bank to get a new card.
Have you already disputed that charge of $56.95?
Well, I talked to the bank. They're the ones that gave me this phone number. They said, you're the dispute department.
No, ma'am. We don't dispute charges. Have you disputed anything with your bank?
No, not yet.
So what I can offer
they're the ones that gave me this number. That's why I thought that's what this was.
No, ma'am. But as a courtesy, I can offer a 50% refund on the charge.
All right. Do that. And I don't know how do you do that?
Well, it just goes back on the card that was charged.
Okay.
And I can pick up.
Do that, and then I. So should I get a hold of my bank again? I don't understand how all this works.
What do you mean, ma'am?
'Cause you're giving me, what, a 30% refund?
No, a 50% refund, it will go back onto the card that was billed.
Okay. But you're not the bank.
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, will you please go ahead and do that? And when will it be back on the card?
It can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So after I talk to you, I need to let the bank know.
If you would like to, ma'am, you can, but the refund will process back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'd like to have it all back because it's crappy.
Well, ma'am, if you could bear with me one moment, I can see if there's anything else I can do.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, and I was able to go ahead and issue that full refund, and it can still take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right, thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, I didn't know if you were finished or what to do. All
Yes, ma'am.
right, thank you then, I guess. Have a nice day.
You as well.
Bye.